presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
So now Kearney Catholic's defense has picked up a notch, and Michaela Master will push the ball up the floor, lob it down to Anderson underneath, and Megan will lay it up and in. And it's now 27-20. Kearney Catholic with their largest lead at 7 points.
Tonight, the postseason continues in Grand Island with C19 Girls Sub-District Semifinals. Tonight's second game features a pair of state-rated teams as Kearney Catholic battles Centura. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Heinen has it at the free throw line. Knocked away, Dinas picked up there by Nitsch. Puts the chopper up and in. And Brookley hits another one. 4 points now for Nitsch.
This is the third meeting in 11 days for these ball clubs. Centura has swept the first two meetings, but tonight it's the biggest meeting of the year. It's the Stars and the Centurions coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gym here at Grand Island Northwest High School. It is time for continuing coverage of the postseason. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer, and Stacey Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show from the C19 Girls Sub-District Basketball Tournament semifinal night. And can you believe it? It is a battle of top 10 teams, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star, between 9th-ranked Centura and 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic. You rarely see rated teams have to face off with one another this early in the postseason, but the first game for each, and someone's season will come to an end tonight. The other will advance on to play third-ranked Minden tomorrow night, or Thursday night, excuse me. Minden, a 79-36 dismantling of Gibbon, 26 points for Jamie Kissinger, 19 for Brooke Kissinger, 15 for Hallie Bauer. Gibbon was led by Taylor Godverson with 15. That game Thursday will also be heard here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
Sorensen Construction and Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where we take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is simply better. First off, for the visiting Centurions, although the home team, excuse me, tonight, let's start with the visitors from Kearney Catholic. Number 11, a 5'6 sophomore, Michaela Mestel. Number 15, a 5'5 junior, Anna Howell. Number 25, a 6'1 sophomore, Theron Baum. Number 33, a 6'1 sophomore, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 44, a 5'9 senior, Sarah Lease. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. They are ranked 10th in the state at 16-6. For Centura, number 10 of the 5'7 senior, Abby Suntek. Number 12 of the 5'4 junior, Taylor Wetzel. Number 22 of the 5'9 junior, Courtney Aitken. Number 32 is a 5'11 junior, Jessica Schultes. And number 42 is a 5'10 senior, Lene Lytle. Head coach Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Kremenick and Ashley Snyder. They're 15-5 in the season, ranked 9th in the state. And that's a look at the starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the field. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need when you need it from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym. As we get ready for game two tonight, we do have a score update for you from over at Hastings High. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing their contest against Central City, and they are up 50-12 at the half. Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic playing in the second game over there. Sutton and Donovan Trumbull currently playing on the Breeze, and Blue Hill will be taking on Superior. We will get ready for high school hoops between Kearney Catholic and Centura in just a moment. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we'll be back with the opening tip between Kearney Catholic and Centura right after this break on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Caro.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda with you here as we're ready to get this basketball game underway. Good crowd on hand. Boy, Centura, I know it's just down the road or up the road in this case, but they always travel well, and they have traveled well again here tonight. It'll be the traveling green with gold and white trim for Kearney Catholic, the home white and maroon trim for Centura. Bailey Sokolowski jumps center for the Stars. Lene Lytle will jump center for Centura. And we're ready to get this top 10 battle underway in the C-19 sub-district semifinals. And Kearney Catholic will control the tip and immediately try to attack with Mestel. They do. She gets the layup and scores. So off the tip, they have the play set up, and Mestel will give Kearney Catholic the lead at 2-0. Now, in the two previous meetings, Centura won them both by scores of 47-36 and 55-47. Very similar, but it was different in how Centura won the ball games. The first game, they did it with their guards. The second game, they did it with their post players. And here they try to get it into Lytle, but it's going to look at a shot. She's going to kick it back out top to Courtney Aitken. Aitken fires it to the right-hand corner. Off the pick is Taylor Wetzel. She's a pretty good three-point shooter, and Suntech probably the best three-point shooter. It's man-to-man by Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski is trying to guard Courtney Aitken, who drives on her, kicks it into the corner, and Lene Lytle gets the first bucket of the basketball game for Centura, and we are tied at two. Michaela Mester will bring it up. Centura plays man-to-man. Off the pick, Sokolowski. Sokolowski around a defender, and a blocking foul going to be called on Jessica Schultes. She turned the right elbow out there on the high post around Schultes, and Schultes put the post move on her and hit her with the hip. That's the first foul of the basketball game. And Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in is Mestel. Still looking, tries to fire it into Theron Baum. And the ball actually bounces off a Centurion and goes out of bounds. Baum ended up on the ground. I think she might have actually stepped on somebody's foot. So the Stars will throw it in again. Mestel looking, throws it up to Baum at the free throw line. Open, shoots and scores. Theron Baum gets her first bucket of the ball game. She has been leading the Stars. Her and Mestel really the leading scorers for this ball club. Theron missed about 3 weeks midway in the season and came back stronger in the second half of the season. As the ball gets into Lytle, she'll spin and draw the foul. And that's one thing the Stars won't be able to do in the post position. Sarah Lease gets the foul. They are not very deep when it comes to post players, so they cannot afford to get in foul trouble. And Lene Lytle will go to the line and shoot two. The first one is on the way, and it's good. So Lytle has the first 3 points of the ball game here for the Centurions. And a second free throw coming up. And then we've got some shocking news for you. Second free throw on the way, and it is in. Lene Lytle has hit them both, and it is tied at four. Centura puts on pressure, and the first pass is tipped, but Theron Baum does get it. And over to Michaela Mestel into the front court, and a blocking foul called on Centura, and Jessica Schultes has two quick ones. The second foul on Jessica Schultes, and we have just been told that number one unbeaten Sandy Creek has been upset tonight by Fairbury, 53-44. So Sandy Creek will take a wild card, and that means one less for whoever wins this sub-district. Minden, you had to think, was a lock, and now not a lock. Kearney Catholic with a basketball tied up at four here in quarter number one. Just underway, Mestel off the pick. Gets into the paint, eight-footer, high off the glass, off the rim, and then off the glass, and then it's out of bounds. Nobody grabs it. Checking into the ball game for Centura is going to be Amanda Bonzinski. That's just a shocking, shocking score that Sandy Creek has been upset tonight by Fairbury. Aitken will bring it to the top of the circle for the Centurions. Dribble to the right side of the key, 5 second count on. She'll give it off to Suntech. Throws it over the head of Lytle and stole it away. First turnover of the ball game. Lee, two on two, tries to go all the way and then lost the ball. It's going to be punched out of her hands. They'll keep it with Kearney Catholic. 5:45 to go here in quarter number one. Tied at four. Stars will throw it in and stretch everybody vertically along the baseline. Mestel looking, trying to get Baum back door, not there. Dishes it into Lease, double-teamed and taken away. Aitken makes the steal. Each team with a turnover. Aitken out left pass to Wetzel. Wetzel left-hand corner. Cut off by Howell. Back to Aitken for the three. It's an air ball short. And Courtney's teammate, Lene Lytle, will run it down. Over to Suntech. And a second chance here for Aitken now down the middle of the lane. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. And a foul to go along with it. Courtney Aitken with her first bucket of the ball game, and the foul will be on Kearney Catholic's Theron Baum. That'll be her first, second team foul. So each one of the Stars post players with a foul here in the first 2.5 minutes. Aitken now with the free throw. Takes her time, fires it up, and it's too strong, no good, and Bailey Sokolowski will pull down the rebound. So Centura with their first lead of the ball game, 6-4, as Mestel pushes it up the floor here on Wetzel, down to Theron Baum, around the double team of Bonzinski, puts the runner up no good, got her own rebound, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. And how many times do you see that, where you see you miss that first one, and then you get the second one, and that's the time that you get fouled when it goes in. And Theron with 4 points now, and a chance to take the lead back for Kearney Catholic. The foul on Bonzinski is her first of the free throw around and in. And it is 5 for her, 7-6. Theron Baum with the 5-point start. Lene Lytle has 4 for Centura. And a 3 in the corner on the way. It's going to be off the heel, no good by Suntech. Lytle's able to tip the ball to herself and swing it over to Aitken. Aitken will lay it up and in. 8-7 Centura. Good start to this girls' basketball game here. Both teams really seem to have come out with intensity and pick it up a notch. Mestel will use a high pick from Sarah Lee, then pick her dribble up, fired into the corner of the Theron Baum. Against the man-to-man, Bonzinski on her. Sokolowski calling for the ball in the paint there with just nobody helping on the double team. Instead, Baum's going to take the long jumper and hit the 17-footer. I tell you, when you got a 6'1 girl that can knock down a 17-footer, That really makes it dangerous, and Theron has developed that, and Aitken with a good crossover dribble ball is by her defender and lays it up and in. So Aitken now with six in a row after Lytle got the first four, and it is 10-9 with a ton of time left in the first quarter. Lease, right wing Stars, working against the man-to-man. Hands it off to Sokolowski, off the pick, runs into the switch, and another foul. Centura going to be called for the foul here on number 10, Abby Suntank. That is her first. Again, earlier tonight, no problem for Minden beating Centura, 79-36. Inbounds here for Theron Baum. She comes on the right side of the key as Sarah Heinen has checked in, and Heinen makes her walk for the basketball. Cardi Catholic with their second turnover. And again, in case you're just joining us or getting in your vehicle to drive home, Sandy Creek upset tonight in their sub-district by Fairbury, 53-44. Right here it is 10-9 midway through the first quarter, and a three-pointer Suntank at the top of the circle will change that and make it 13-9. Abby Suntank has given Centura a four-point lead as Howell will bring it into the front court. Working on the left side, guarded there by Aitken. Good defense as Centura picks it up to Baum. Right side, Mestel, who has not got a shot yet. Megan Anderson turns to the low block and scores. Megan has done such a great job improving for this Star Ball Club this year. But she spins, and she's got that post move pretty much down pat. There's very few gals that are taller than her. Wetzel in the paint got free and hit a 10-footer. So the shots are falling here, and we're way above the pace of the first two games. 15-11, Centura. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Anna Howell with it. Picks her dribble up. Baum comes up and takes it. Hiding on her and the man-to-man to Sokolowski. Tries to go around Lytle to the baseline cutoff to Anderson. 10-footer blocked by Aitken. Dorothy Aitken with the block and the takeaway. Down the middle of the floor. Doesn't have numbers. Kicks it out on the wing to Suntank. Can't get the three. Comes into the paint and got fouled, but no call. Rebound brought down by Mestel. It was not a good shot, so that's probably why they didn't call the foul, because it was after the shot. And here's a nice pass from Mestel to the trailer. And it's Theron Baum to lay it up and in. 9 for Theron, and it's 15-13. Here in quarter number one, Centura by 2. Left-hand corner, working off the pick. Another 3, Wetzel. This time it's no good. And the run down to the corner, Megan Anderson. Well, who's got the depth tonight? I think both teams are pretty even, but, boy, these teams got to be winded right now the way that they have played this first quarter pace. Theron Baum around Hyman into the paint. Ball knocked away. Goes out the front of the rim. No good. The ball is grabbed by Lytle. She gives it off to Aitken to the other end, and Sokolowski fouls her. Two free throws coming up. The first foul on Bailey Sokolowski. And Courtney Aitken will go to the line to shoot two. She's 0-1 at the line and has 6 points. But, boy, you can tell there's some gals already grabbing the hips and trying to catch their breath. First free throw now for Aitken. The first of two on the way, and that one's right through there. 7 points for Aitken. And here comes Ellie Conley and Danny Bushcutter into the basketball game for Kearney Catholic. Both teams would love to just play five or six, but they know they're going to have to go deeper on the bench. And that's no problem for these teams. They've done that most of the year as Aitken will put the second free throw up and in, and the lead back to 4, 17-13 Centura. 2 minutes to go, first quarter here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bolas, and Annabong as Messel tries to get around Wetzel off the dribble. Does the little 5-footer won't go, though, and Aitken has her first rebound. Up ahead she goes to Wetzel, stops, squares up from 15 and hits it. Has a tough shot there in transition. Wetzel made sure that she got squared up and didn't travel, and it's 19-13. Centura leads it by 6. Mestel brings it across the timeline for the 5-second count on. She better do something with the basketball. Finally to Sokolowski out at midcourt. Bailey's going to hold it down as the Stars spread the floor here to Megan Anderson. Right side to Bushcutter. Again playing 28 feet away from the hoop to Mestel. They're looking for a backdoor cutter here. Megan Anderson's done a good job getting open, but she's out in the left-hand corner, and Aitken's on her. 1 minute to go, and the ball knocked out of Mestel's hand. She got it back. So Golowski was free, but that's while the ball was in limbo. Bushcutter, they've whittled it down to 50 seconds to go here, slowing the pace in quarter number two. Ellie Conley with the dribble on Heinen, gets to the top of the key. Back over to Sokolowski. Stars get it into Conley. Back over to Sokolowski. Don't want her to shoot the three. 35 seconds to go. Mestel with it. Boy, long, long possession here. Over 45 seconds. DeBush cutter on the weak side. Up top, Sokolowski dribbles into the double team, but then kicks it back out to midcourt. This is not an intentional last shot here. Stars eventually have it deflected away, and then it's stolen away. And Aitken will be up the floor, out ahead of everybody, and the layup makes it an 8-point lead. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Mestel at midcourt with 8. Michaela to the top of the circle, gets it down to Anderson, and Aitken didn't get back defensively in time and reached in and commits the foul. That'll be the first on Courtney. That is the 5th team foul on Centura. And here comes Shayla Connor into the ballgame with just 4 seconds to go. Give a little extra breather here to Michaela Mestel. And so Centura is going to do the same thing with Angelica Young. And also coming in, Kara Lyon. Both teams just trying to give a couple of players that 5 or 6 seconds extra to sit down here before the quarter break. And we've got a little hand checking out there as everybody's trying to get position before the ball comes in. Bush Cutter will throw it in with 4.5 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it out top to Sokolowski. Sokolowski puts it on the ground, and she got fouled. Boy, Lyle just shoved her. Just absolutely shoved her when she got right by her, and that'll be the first foul on Lytle. They're going to say no shot. There's 1.3 to go. And the Stars now will throw it in, and they'll have to catch and shoot. And it's going to be Bush Cutter to throw it in, trying to get it to Sokolowski. They lob it to her. She's falling backwards and won't get the shot away. And after the first quarter of play, Centura 21, Kearney Catholic 13. This is the C19 Girls Subdistrict Tournament on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. It'll be Centura ball to start the second quarter. They're on a 21-13 lead after one. It was out of the gates very quickly, and then after it went 10-9, Centura hit a three-pointer by Abby Suntank, and they have had a 4-6-point lead and scored the last bucket on a turnover to go up by 8, their largest lead. Stars stay in the man-to-man, but let's see what the energy's like after that very up-tempo, intense first quarter of play. Looks like both teams have all their starters back on the floor to start the quarter, and a three to start things off is off the mark by Suntech. Offensive rebound, Schultes, shot blocked by Sokolowski, and takes it away. Kearney Catholic with a basketball to Michaela Mestel. And Mestel will bring the ball into the front court. So get in the left-hand corner and finds Megan Anderson. So I guess Anderson is out there with the start in the second quarter, and the jumper on the right wing is up and in by Bailey Sokolowski. So Sokolowski will get her first bucket of the ball game. Therenbaum has 9 to lead Kearney Catholic. Courtney Aitken has 10 to lead Centura. Left elbow Schultes, who had a couple of early fouls, knocked out of her hands. Sokolowski trying to steal the ball, but it rolls out to Aitken into the corner for a three. That's up and in by Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel hits the second three of the ball game for Centura, and it's 24-15 with 6:50 to go here in the first half. In the first quarter, Centura 1 turnover, Kearney Catholic 3, 3-point shooting. Centura was 1 of 4. The Stars didn't even shoot one. Sokolowski forces one in the paint and has back-to-back buckets for the Stars. 24-17. As Aitken will walk the ball up the floor here for Centura. Swing it over on the left side of the key, dump it into the corner. Suntech and Wetzel playing catch back up top. Trying to post up Schultes on the right side. Now Lytle up top, knocked out of her hands by Mestel, and Centura Turns it over for the second time. Stars might have got away with a foul there. Anderson on the left side of the key, and then it's deflected to Therenbaum. Spins with a left hand at the paint. Tough move and scores. 11 points for Baum, and it's 24-19 on back-to-back buckets by Kearney Catholic. Here comes Centura. Neither team wasting time getting up the floor. Suntec looks at a three but can't get it away. Bounce pass into the paint. Lee stocks it away. Back-to-back turnovers for Centura. One on two. Mestel comes through. Got tripped. Threw it up and in, and they're going to count it. They're going to count the bucket as Mestel got tripped trying to step through the double team. And Centura, I think, is going to call the timeout. Abby Suntec with her second foul. And Mestel, with a heck of an athletic move, has a chance to make it a two-point game when we come back. With 5:50 to go in the first half of play, Centura 24, Kearney Catholic 21. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
You start with the seed and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
5:50 to go here in the first half, and right after Centura had taken a 9-point lead, Kearney Catholic can cut it to 2 if Michaela Mestel makes the free throw to finish the 3-point play. The foul on Abby Suntec was her second, so Schultes and Suntec each have 2. Free throw, Mestel is up and in, and Michaela now with 5 points in the ballgame. 24-22 Centura, 5:45 to go here in the first half. Did not expect this type of an offensive start to the ball game. Schultes, give and go, Lytle. She's wide open underneath, but when she stopped, she was right underneath the rim and then couldn't get a good shot away, and so Golowski, with a good second quarter so far, gets the rebound. Up the floor on a Howells back in to Therenbaum, and Schultes has just picked up her third foul and a mismatch underneath, apparently, for Centura, as Schultes, a couple of times now, it's not like she's falling behind, but she didn't get off the pick. That time she kind of got her legs caught up and just fell right into Theron. And with the eighth foul already, we're into the 1-1, and Baum to shoot the 1-1. The free throw is on the way, and it's good. She's 2 of 2 at the line and already a dozen points in the ball game. Second free throw now coming up for Theron Baum. It's on the way, and it is good, and we are tied at 24. 9-0 run by Kearney Catholic to tie it at 24. And up the floor trying to change that is Suntec. Left corner three, and she does. Right up and in for Abby Suntec, her second three-pointer. And it's 27-24 Centurions. They don't lose the lead for long. Mestel brings it up on Wetzel to Lease. Good pick. Swings it right side. Sokolowski 4-3. Bailey just a little short. Rebound on a Howell, though. Howell kicks it out to Mestel for three, but it won't go. And the rebound is on the floor out of bounds. They're going to give it to Kearney Catholic. So the Stars taking their first 2 3-pointers of the ball game, could not connect. And now with those three fouls, Schultes comes back out and Bonzenski is in. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop here. They'll get it in on the short pass to Lease. She'll dribble into the paint. Nowhere to go to Howell at the free throw line. Therenbaum out above the three-point arc. Dribbling around, looking for somebody to get it to, and finally to Mestel on the right wing. Top of the circle, Lease. Lease inside, deflected away, but right back out to Mestel. Therenbaum to Michaela. Centura's picked up the man. Here's the jumper by Mestel, right wing, 10-footer, too strong. Rebound brought down by Lytle. I've got her for 4. Baseball pass to the other end is over Suntec's head and out of bounds. So the fourth turnover for Centura. And with 4:31 to go before the half, it's 27-24. Centura coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We will recap the first half stats. We'll look back at Minden's win, and we'll see if we can track down Coach Cremosta to talk to us at half. Right now, Kearney Catholic with the ball. That's the left elbow to Baum back up top. Howell with it now. Back cut, Theron Baum got open and got fouled. They can't keep up with Theron Baum, and LeMay Lytle now has two fouls. Three have been called on Schultes, two on Suntech, nine fouls on the Centurions, and three on the Stars. And Theron will go to the line to shoot two free throws. And the first one is on the way and in. Second free throw now coming up for the transfer into the ball club this year, Theron Baum. And the sophomore hits it. She's 5 of 5 from the line here in the first half. And the lead is 1 for Centura, 27-26. Aitken got 10 points in the first quarter. Hasn't been able to do anything offensively here in the second quarter. Just a couple of threes. They try another three in the corner. That's up and in. Abby Suntech, you don't want to let her warm up. That's a good sign for Centura. She's got three threes. And that's three threes in a row for the Centurions, 30-26. Messel into the front court to Baum. Theron still dribbling outside the arc to the top of the circle. Skip past Howell, right-hand corner. Howell being guarded by Suntech. Takes her to the baseline but can't get around her. Back out Messel on the wing. Stars trying to spread it a little bit. Skip pass over to Theron Baum. And they're going to call her for an offensive foul. Theron Baum caught it, and it looked like she may have lost her balance a little bit, stuck her arm out, and pushed off on Lytle. And that'll be the second foul on Theron Baum. And she's going to check out the basketball game and take a breather. Sokolowski, Leese, Conley, Messel, and Howell, the five on the floor for the Stars right now for Centura. Bonzinski, Lytle, Baum, or excuse me, Wetzel, along with Suntech, and to number 22, Courtney Aiken. That one made underneath by Lene Lytle. And Lytle, who had the first four of the game, gets her first bucket since then, and the lead's back out to six, 32-26. And let's see what the Stars do without Baum in the middle now. As they overload the left side, get it to Howell in the paint, no height advantage there. Out to Messel for three. It's too strong, no good. The rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. Right now the difference is Centura's made a few threes. Wetzel in transition, the runner in and out, no good. Rebound, a foul is going to be over the back, called on Bonzinski as Mestel got the rebound for Kearney Catholic. And for Amanda, that's her second. And it's getting to a point now where there is a little bit of foul problem here for Centura. They've got three players with two fouls and Schultes with three, and two free throws now coming up for Michaela Mestel, who has 5 points here in the first half. 32-26 Centura, 2:46 to go here in the second quarter. And Messel at the line now. First free throw is on the way, and it is going to bounce around and fall off. No good. Megan Anderson in. Sarah Leese out for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web as always. KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night. Thanks for being here with us as Messel gets the second one, so gets one of two. 6 points. 32-27, Centura. They were up by nine. The Stars went a 9-0 run to tie it. Now it's back up to a 5-point lead and make it seven as Amanda Bonzinski was left alone and hit the 14-footer just right of the elbow. And it's 34-27. Into the front court, the Stars with it. Conley tries to force it inside. Sokolowski did a great job just to catch it. Has to throw up a tough shot off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Courtney Aiken. Centura right now has the momentum. Long pass to Wetzel, back to the trailer Aitken. Back in the corner for a three. On the way and in, Taylor Wetzel. Four straight threes and a timeout by Kearney Catholic. And now a 10-point lead. So Centura is on a 13-3 run with 2:08 to go in the first half of play. Centura 37, Kearney Catholic 27. You're listening to the C19 Girls Subdistrict Tournament on Classic Hits.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. The winners will meet on Thursday, 7 o'clock, here on Classic Hits. Minden beat Gibbon earlier tonight, 79-36, and they'll play the winner of this contest. Minden, ranked third in the state, is now 20-1. Centura is ninth in the state at 15-5. Kearney Catholic is 10th at 16-6 on the season. Stars ball out of the timeout with their biggest deficit at 10. Howell off the picks wide open, but she misses the little six-foot runner, and the rebound is deflected out to Lene Lytle. And those are the ones the Stars seem to always have trouble with, not just this year. Conley knocks it away from Aitken. We get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So Centura with their fourth turnover of the quarter. I have Kearney Catholic clean so far. The difference is Centura has made the threes. They have hit four straight. And in the game, they are 5 out of 9 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic's 0 of 3. Howell brings it to the front court on Wetzel. 5-second count on. Better do something with it. And finally just picked it up, and then she throws it right into the hands of Abby Suntek. There's the turnover up ahead to Wetzel, and it's going to be taken right back by Sokolowski. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Bailey finds Michaela Mestel. 1:20 to go here in the first half of play. Crossover dribble, Mestel takes it to the right side of the key, now backs up. Stars can not afford to do what they did at the end of the first quarter and milk all that time and then turn it over underneath. Sokolowski puts up a tough shot, a lot of contact, and the shot's missed, and Megan Anderson then is over the back on the rebound. That was pulled down by Aitken. Courtney with her fourth, and Megan Anderson with her first personal foul, 15 fouls, so Centura will take it out. Kearney Catholic has Danny Bush cut her back into the ball game. And here comes Aitken into the front court, leading by 10. And as competitive as the game has seemed, Centura, well, they throw it away on a little give and go. They tried to get it to the quick cut of Lene Lytle and throw it over her head. For as close as the game seems, it's a 10-point game. And I was going to say, Centura goes up by another bucket or two here, and look out, it's going to be tough to come back. Can the Stars make it a single-digit game by halftime? Bushcutter with it. Skip pass left side, Anderson. Standing on the arc, back up top, Bushcutter. Dribbles to the right elbow. Into the double team, pass off of the foot, but it does go to Sokolowski. 35 seconds to go. Get it back over to Mestel. To Conley. She's going to drive into the paint. Run right into Bonzetsky. Kick it back out to Bushcutter. Bushcutter working on Lytle, and the ball's thrown away, and then the Stars commit a foul. Ellie Conley with the foul after the turnover. 16 foul, the first foul on Conley with 24 seconds to go. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 83, Central City 32. It's been the year of the haves and have-nots, and it continues tonight with the big story. Sandy Creek was upset tonight by Fairbury. 18 seconds to go. Centura with a basketball. Playing for the last shot. Get it out to Suntek. A three here would be huge. Hand it off to Aitken. She holds the ball between the circles of five. Backs up four. They're trying to go one-on-one with her. She kicks it over to Suntek. Long three at the horn. Off the glass and did not go in. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. And the first half is in the books. Ninth-ranked Centura leading 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic 37-27. The Stars getting 9 in a row to tie the game at 24. But then, after Centura took the timeout at the 5:50 mark, Kearney Catholic tied it about 20 seconds later. Stars only had 3 points in the final 5 minutes of the first half as Centura outscored them 13-3. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need when you need it from Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It is Centura 37 and Kearney Catholic 27 here at halftime. The winner will take on Minden Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Couple of other scores to pass along to you. Hastings St. Cecilia has taken care of Central City tonight by a score of 83-32. But the upset of the night, Fairbury has upset Sandy Creek this evening, 53-44. And we are joined now by the head coach of the Minden Whippets, Rick Cremosta, after their 79-36 victory over Gibbon. And coach, when you hear a score like Sandy Creek, that's why you got to come in opening night, no matter who you're playing, even though many people knew that you were the prohibitive favorite, and play hard all the way through. And it seemed like your girls did that, and they've been doing that here for the last month and a half, maybe all season, but over 70 points, six of the last eight games. They just continue to light things up.
Yeah, you know, for every team, it's their last game if they don't win for a lot of reasons. So you got to expect the best out of each team. You got to be ready to go.
Well, Gibbon comes out. They get the first bucket. Your girls wake right up, and Jamie Kissinger scores 9 points in about 1 minute. And this game, after that point, really not in doubt. But talk about, I mean, everybody is starting to find out about the Kissinger freshmen, but they seem to do more than just shoot the three. They're so quick out there. Your whole team plays pretty darn good defense and has all year long.
Yeah, you know, Brooks and James, they see the floor awful well, and they're good players, not just shooters, but they get a lot done for us in a lot of other ways. And we have some other kids out there that really do a nice job, too. So they're unselfish players, and we just need to keep going.
You're 21 games in. I guess I'm curious, because a lot of these girls have, you know, like Hallie and Bailey and Monica and McKenzie and Carly, I mean, they've been playing together for a number of years. And then two freshmen come in, and they really – are standout players on this team. It seems like there's never been a problem meshing these seniors and freshmen together.
No, I really give our upperclassmen a lot of credit for that. They've accepted James and Brooks, and it's made it an easy transition, and you know, they all play for each other each night, and that's why we've been successful so far.
You haven't struggled much this year. I suppose the obvious answer is if the three-pointers don't go in, then that's something you got to be concerned about. But is there anything else that really concerns you about your ball club right now? Not a big concern, but something that you just constantly work on in practice?
Well, there's always concerns. I think the two teams playing out here right now is a concern for the Whippets. So we'll have to be at our best Thursday night.
Little fouls in the second half, but that comes from an aggressive nature. Was that out of the ordinary tonight?
No. We seem to foul some, and I think they just want to give Coach gray hairs more than anything. But, you know, we try to play aggressive, and sometimes we do get into some foul problems. But most of our kids have pretty good head on their shoulder, and they know when they get a couple fouls, they got to back it off just a notch. But we'll have to play awful well Thursday, and I don't know. We'll just see how the old chips fall.
Let's talk about that game coming up on Thursday. You have played Centura and beat them at your place earlier this year. Played Kearney Catholic in that preseason contest. What do you think about the game you've seen here, and how the teams may be different than the first time you played them?
Well, you know, both teams are excellent teams. I think Kearney's got another run in them here before this baby's over, too. And you know, Centura right now is shooting the ball awful well, you know, and They didn't do that the first time we played them. They didn't score like that from the outside, so that's a huge concern if that's who we see. You know, and Kearney's got the size and the athleticism that would, you know, really offset what we try to do. So, you know, either team's going to be a huge challenge, and this is going to be a great game, and I think it'll come right down the wire. I really do.
Does it make any difference that Sandy Creek lost tonight?
Sandy Creek lost?
Coach, we'll let you get out of here, and best of luck on Thursday night. A couple of more wins, and on to Lincoln. So best of luck.
All right, Doug. Good to see you again.
Thanks, buddy. Great game. Kids are playing well at Minden. They win it tonight, 79-36. 26 points for Jamie Kissinger, 19 for Brooke Kissinger, 15 points, 8 rebounds for Hallie Bauer. Gibbon was led by Taylor Godverson with 15. Halftime of our second semifinal, Centura 37, Kearney Catholic 27. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, let's take a look at the first half stats for Kearney Catholic. Four players have scored. There have been numerous games this year where they just don't have a lot of players score unless it gets into a fourth quarter of a blowout. But the thing is, it's usually different players. So tonight it's Michaela Vestal, 6 points, two rebounds. Anna Howell, a rebound. Theron Baum has a game-high 15 points. She's a perfect 5 of 5 at the line, one rebound. Bailey Sokolowski, 4 points, two rebounds and a block. Megan Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Four rebounds in the first quarter, three in the second. There's not a lot of rebounds because they're making both teams a lot of shots. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 of the first, 6 of 7 of the second. 3-point shooting for the Stars, all in the second quarter. They're 0 of 3. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Fouls, Theron Baum has 2. 13 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, Kearney Catholic, 27 points, 7 rebounds. 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block and 5 turnovers. For Centura, Abby Suntech, 9 points on 3 threes. Taylor Wetzel, 10 points. Courtney Aiken, 10 points, all in the first quarter. 4 rebounds and a block. Jessica Schultes, 1 rebound. Amanda Bonzinski, 2 points. Lene Lytle, 6 points, 5 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 of the second. All of the free throw shooting was in the first quarter for the Centurions, where they were 4 of 5. 3-point shooting, after missing their first 3, they are 5 of their last 7. 1 of 4 in the first quarter and 4 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 1 in the first, 6 in the second, but they were still able to outscore the Stars by 2 by hitting those 3-pointers. There are some foul problems. Jessica Schultes with 3, 2 each on Abby Suntech, Amanda Bonzinski, and Lene Lytle. 21 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and at the half, Centura, 37 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block and 7 turnovers. And at halftime of our C19 Girls Sub-District Semifinal, it's 9th-ranked 15-5 Centura, leading 10th-ranked 16-6 Kearney Catholic, 37-27. And this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium, Grand Island Northwest. I want to thank Rocky Allman, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. Centura has the arrow and will get the ball to start the third quarter, leading it by 10, ending the second quarter on a 13-3 run. And the Stars come out man-to-man as the Centurions move from right to left and the Stars from left to right. Well, now they're going to go to a zone, it looks like. Looked like a man, now they're going to go zone. They have played one way in one game, one way in the other, and now they're mixing it up in the halves here in the second half. And Centura is being very patient, moving the ball around the perimeter here into the corner. Suntech for three. She fouled, and she made it. Kearney Catholic's got to pick their poison, and they've got to shut down the three-point shots. And Suntech with her fourth three and a foul to go along with it for a four-point play opportunity. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. The foul was on Michaela Mestel. The rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. It's the first foul on Mestel, but it's now a 13-point game here for the Centurions. Their largest lead. They try to lob it into Lease. It's stolen away by Lytle. Then she throws it right back away underneath the Mestel. She'll lay it up and in. So Kearney Catholic found a way to score. Cherry picking the other way. Sun takes open. Six-footer, no good. Defensive rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Back-to-back boards for Bailey. 40-29, Centura. Mestel up the floor, and her pass is going to be kicked. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Again, the scores of the first two meetings, 47-36 and 55-47. Centura won them both. Kearney Catholic ball trying to get it underneath their own hoop. And as they go backside to bomb, it's going to be tipped away and out of bounds by Lene Lytle. Sutton 71, Donovan Trumbull 19, another final tonight. Here's Theron Baum driving to the hoop. A lot of contact, but she was initiating it. The shot's no good. Rebound by Aitken. Fast break to Suntech. Layup in and out, no good. Aitken, nobody boxed her out. She gets the rebound and scores. A dozen points and six rebounds for Courtney Aitken. 42-29 in favor of Centura. Mestel coast-to-coast and getting in her way, Lene Lytle with a blocking foul. Third foul on Lytle. Coach Mettenbrink agreeing, just telling her girls to stay solid down there. And the Stars will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Mestel lobs it out top to Sarah Lease. Back into the corner to Mestel. One-on-one on Wetzel to the baseline, and there's a hand check foul. I think that's what the Stars are going to try and do, is force Centura into some fouls. For some reason, Kearney Catholic's been a little bit quicker off the dribble tonight. That's the first foul on Wetzel. Centura was in the seven fouls in the first quarter, and maybe the Stars are going to try and get that to do him again in the third. Down to Sokolowski. Turnaround, got him a hook shot up and in. Sokolowski with a little mini hook now has 6 points, and it's 42-31, as you can hear the Star fans right behind us here at Grand Island Northwest. Ball at the top of the circle. Aitken tries to slow it down momentarily, over for another three. This time it is short by Abby Suntech, but the ball is rebounded underneath by Aitken, throws it back up top to Suntech, into the corner to Wetzel. Her three is over everything, and Theron Baum will get the loose ball. Stars will try and get it back to single digits here as Mestel brings it up against Wetzel in the man-to-man. Top of the key, Sarah Lease. Couple of dribbles, looks for the back cut. Well covered by Lytle. So they switch it over to Mestel, and a reach-in foul. She goes through the double team, and Wetzel and Aitken try to close it down, and a reach-in foul on Taylor Wetzel. Her second, third foul already here on Centura. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Give it to Howell. She's open in the paint. Gets the leaner. She's fouled by Abby Suntech. And right now Centura is just giving that little shove, and they're catching them on it. And Howell will go to the line to shoot two, and Coach Mettenbrink is going to call a timeout. She can see that the momentum might be starting to turn, even though her team has an 11-point lead. With 5:45 to go in the third quarter, Centura 42, Kearney Catholic 31, and we're back after this timeout on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9. And Anna Howell is going to go to the line and shoot two free throws here out of the Centura timeout. Centura has three timeouts remaining, Kearney Catholic four, and the free throw is up and in. Makes it 42-32, Centura by 10. Had been red hot from three-point land, missed the last couple on the previous possession. Second free throw, Howell is also good. First 2 points of the ball game for Anna Howell, and it's down to nine. 42-33, Centura, as Aitken brings the ball up the floor. Swings it left side, Suntech at three-point land. Mestel got over there. She'll drive the left elbow and leave it off for Bunzinski. Amanda against Lease. They try to trap her. She's in some trouble. They get it to Lytle finally. And Centura will reset it. Up top to Aitken. Good, patient move there by the Centurions. Don't force it once you got the break. Suntech in the left-hand corner. Guarded by Mestel. Bonziski, three-point land over to Lytle. Outside the arc now, trying to spread the floor. swing it right side to Wetzel. She'll drive the baseline. The runner is no good. Mestel has the rebound, and Mestel is fouled. It is the third rebound for Michaela Mestel, and I believe the foul will be on Bonzinski, and that is her third, but it's the fifth foul in less than 3 minutes of the third quarter. And one way to get back in a game is to be at that line, and Kearney Catholic's going to be there shortly if this keeps up. Anna Howell on the left side of the key, pick and roll to Therenbaum. The pass is a little underthrown, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Lytle. Good defense by Lytle, and she got her feet tangled up, but still managed to tip it out and away from Therenbaum. Mestel will throw it in underneath the Kearney Catholic hoop, and they make an ill-advised pass, and it's knocked out of bounds. Trying to force it right there, that little two-foot pass, trying to get it to the post for a short shot, and Centura's got enough height to counter that a little bit, and Jessica Schultes, who had three fouls in the first half and didn't get to play that much, re-enters the ballgame for Bonzinski. Stars trying to get it in to Sokolowski. Now they lob it to Baum, and it's way underthrown, and it's going to be stolen away by Lene Lytle. Up the floor, into the right-hand corner, Wetzel to Aitken. Aitken fouled. A reach-in foul on Kearney Catholic. Mestel and Lease were down there. The foul on Michaela Mestel, her second. She has both of the star fouls here in the third quarter. Again, earlier tonight, Sandy Creek was upset by Fairbury, Hastings St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, and Minden were all winners. And on the end pounds, they get it on the post to Schultes. That's what Kearney Catholic's been trying to do. And Centura steps right up and does it and gets fouled by Sarah Lease. Second foul on Lease. She'll come out. Megan Anderson will come in. And Centura underneath their own hoop. Wetzel in the corner almost got that three away. And she gets guarded by Mestel. Inside to Lytle. Around Anderson. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Therenbaum. And Theron will get it to Mestel, who tries to get past Wetzel, who's right on her right hip, and she comes across the timeline to the trailer, Sokolowski. Bailey, one dribble, swings it over to Therenbaum, right side of the key. 42-33, Centura, 4:20 to go, third quarter. Mestel in the paint, Howell, catch and shoot, it's off the mark, rebound, Anderson missed the bunny, and the rebound brought down by Jessica Schultes. The Stars have had some opportunities, and now they get a steal. Here comes Mestel trying to beat everybody back. She'll lay it up and missed it. Schultes got the rebound. Aitken came flying right in front and was able to make the steal, and now the ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to give it to Centura. Kearney Catholic fans, now we're going to have a touch about it. They're going to give the ball to Centura. Kearney Catholic fans, as you can tell, did not like the call. And Centura will now face a little pressure. Sokolowski trying to keep Aitken from getting the ball, but Courtney does get the basketball and bring it up the floor. It's been 42-33 for a while now. We've played almost 2 minutes without much change, and Lytle got way free underneath. Turns and lays it up and in. Lene with 8 points. 44-33, Centura maintaining the lead. They're up by 11. Across the timeline, Anna Howell. Howell guarded out there, and a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Suntech, or do we have a foul away from the ball? Let's see here. That might not have been on Suntech. We'll wait for him to post the foul here. It's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. They call it on Schultes. That's her fourth. Inbounds pass to Baum. There they get it underneath, and a foul on Lytle. That is seven fouls with 3.5 to go in the third quarter of play. And Therenbaum will shoot two. Free throw is up and in. 16 points in the game, but the first point of the second half for Therenbaum. And Bonzinski comes back into the ball game. 44-34, 3:32 to go, third quarter. Here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Danabrog, Caro, second free throw up and in. Theron is 7 of 7 at the line, 17 points, 44-35. But Centura has kept a comfortable lead here for the last 10 minutes of this game. With it on the left elbow, Suntech. Back over to Aitken against the Stars matchup. Skip pass right side, three-pointer Wetzel is going to be short. Rebound, Therenbaum is able to corral that one, her fourth. So after making 5 of 6, three straight three-point misses underneath to Anderson from Mestel. Catches and shoots and scores. Just the second ball bucket of the ball game for Anderson. 44-37. Centura quickly gets the ball into the front court here. This is as close as Kearney Catholic has been in the second half. 7 points. Left-hand corner to Suntech. Back up top, Lonzinski swings it right side. Wessel, Powell on her. Stars have changed up the players to get the guards guarded defensively. Schultz is still in there with four fouls. Lonzinski trying to drive on Anderson, can't get by her. Back out, they'll go to Schultz to Aitken. And they'll reset it. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 44-37. Centura. Howell goes for the steal, but lost it out of bounds. She ran out of room, and now we'll see Sarah Leese and Ellie Conley come back into the ball game. Howell and Baum are going to check out. And at the other end, Heinen's going to check in. So one coach waiting for the other coach to sub and then trying to match up. Key substitutions. We haven't seen as many subs here in the third quarter of play. Still Centura ball in front of their own bench. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Courtney Aitken. The 5'9 junior takes her time and gives it off to Wetzel. Into the corner, Suntech trying to get around Conley. Throws it back up top to Heinen. Working it around the perimeter, looking for the threes off those picks. Aitken swings it left side to Heinen on the weak side. Guarded by Elise. Over to Suntech, back to Wetzel. 2 minutes to go in the corner. Wetzel drives right elbow up to Aitken. Into the corner, three-pointer. Suntech is up and too strong. And the rebound brought down by Ellie Conley. And all of a sudden, Centura has lost their three-point shooting touch. Mestel into the front court to the trailer, Sokolowski. Guarded by Aitken. Lobs it under Anderson. Wide open layup, missed it. Rebound, Conley just throws it up, no good. And now a foul on the rebound called on Centura. That's about the third bunny that Kearney Catholic has missed here in the quarter. You put six more points on the board, and you got a one-point game. The foul on Courtney Aitken will be her second. Eighth foul here in the third quarter, and Schultz with the four fouls is going to come back in. Heinen out. Howell's going to re-enter for Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson waiting at the line to shoot a 1-1. Again, the winner gets third-ranked Minden Thursday night, 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. They beat Gibbon easily tonight, 79-36. Anderson's free throw is up and short, no good. Stars had been tearing it up for the line. They are 11 of 13 at the line. And the rebound was brought down by the Centurions and Amanda Bonzinski. So the Stars have held Centura to just 2 points here in about 4 minutes. But they really haven't cut into the lead. It's still a seven-point game. Bonzinski on the pick to Wetzel, but she's not going to take it up against Conley. She'll dribble it back out top to the free throw line. Might have got away with a carry. Missed the layup. Ball loose. And picked back up by Courtney Aitken. And a foul on Kearney Catholic. So a mad scramble out there. And the foul on Ellie Conley. That's her second. Fourth team foul. And Theron Baum, after a short breather, will come back in. And Megan Anderson will check out. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Fire it in the right-hand corner to Wetzel. Wetzel on the low post, Schultz. Turnaround jumper short. Offensive rebound, Bonzinski missed it. Got it again. Now she's got to get out of there with it. The Aitken, skip pass, three-pointer. Wetzel up and in. Huge offensive rebound, and Centura buries the three, and they're back up by 10. Kearney Catholic couldn't get the board, and Centura makes him pay for it. Sokolowski in the front court. Wrap around to Conley. Ellie needs some help. Picks the dribble up. Puts the ball on the floor. Evidently, she didn't use her dribble. Now looking for the low post. Not there. Back out to Howell. Into Sokolowski. Aitken tried to steal it. Didn't get it. And Sokolowski scores. Bailey with 8 points in the basketball game. 47-39 Centura. They want to play for the last shot. They'll bring it into the front court with 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play. Centura has always had the lead in the fourth quarter in the two previous meetings, and they will again tonight. 10 seconds. Aitken over to Suntech. Boy, she was wide open. Now decides to drive. 12-footer. No good. Bonzinski, another rebound. Missed it. Schultz at the horn scores. And that will be the end of the third quarter of play. And Centura starting to get the rebounds and win the battle of the boards, and it has put them up 5 points on their last two possessions. After three in the C19 Girls Subdistrict Semifinal, Centura 49, Kearney Catholic 39, and we'll be back in a minute.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
Centura outside of that loss in the conference championship game to Ravenna, outside of Ravenna. They've lost Ravenna twice, Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Sutton. Kearney Catholic, obviously two of their losses coming in the hands of these Centurions, and it's a 10-point lead, both teams with 12 points in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Mestel on the right baseline, loses her dribble, needs somebody to come get the ball. And Sokolowski will do so, then set the pick. Mestel right into the double team out to Lee. Sarah for the three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Aitken. That's going to be her ninth of the basketball game. And Centura is going to spread the floor. They know they want to win. And I would expect Centura is going to use a lot of clock here in the fourth quarter. Everybody knows they do it, and they will try and do it again here. They are led in scoring. It's very balanced. Taylor Wetzel, 13. Abby Suntek and Courtney Aitken with 12 apiece, although Aitken had 10 of the first quarter, only two since then. Here's Suntek to the left elbow. In the corner they go. Skip pass over the right side to Wetzel. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter, and no change in the score. Suntek, good ball fake, tries, puts up the runner, no good, and Theron Baum will get her fifth rebound. She leads the Stars with 17. Sokolowski and Mestel each have eight. Mestel will bring the ball across the timeline. Left side, give it off to Anna Howell. The Stars are 0-4 from three-point land. Centura 7-16 as Howell comes into the paint. Missed the shot. Theron Baum rebound, and she is fouled on the putback. Theron will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Courtney Aitken, her third. And the ninth team foul on Centura. Each team had two turnovers, according to my book, last quarter. Free throw up and in. 49-40, Centura by 9, second free throw now for Theron Baum. On the way, and she finally missed one. She's 8-9, and the rebound brought down by Jessica Schultes. That's her fifth. Kearney Catholic is 12 of 15 from the line. Centura is 4 of 6, and now we've got a foul away from the basketball against Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel, her third. They're really doing a good job trying to screen Mestel to set up the three-point shooters in Wetzel and Suntek. And now they throw it into Wetzel again for an open three, and it's off the mark, no good. Then nobody grabs the ball. It goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. So Centura, even when everybody in the gym knows they're trying to set up a three-point look, finds a way to get an open look. Inbounds pass to Anna Howell. And Howell, guarded one-on-one by Wetzel, tries to bring it up herself. Does across the timeline. Wetzel gives her no ground. They spread the floor. Still has the dribble. Right wing now picks it up. Goes to Lee's at the top of the circle. Lee's over to Theron Baum. Three-point land. Now underneath off the pick to Sokolowski. Turn around over Aitken and scores. Sokolowski now in double figures with 10. 49-42 Kearney Catholic. Trailing by 7. Centura has led almost the entire ball game. Kearney Catholic's last lead was at 8-7. And Centura up by 7. This is as close as the game has been in the second half. 5:35 to go. Centura takes some air out of the ball again. Swing it right side to Aitken. She's on the right key, holding the ball. Up top they go to Lytle. Lytle swings it over to Suntek. Tries to make a move and kicks it back up to Wetzel. Very patient here, and the Stars having trouble fighting cleanly off these picks. Great screen setting by Centura, and that's why they're able to just pass the ball around and let the clock tick, 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 tick. And now a travel call on Abby Suntek as Mestel came up. That's been a battle between those two. And that is just the 10th turnover on Centura. I've got Kearney Catholic for 7. And the Stars will have the basketball here. a chance to get as close as they've been the whole game. Another score update. Shelton leading Arapahoe at the half, 24-17. Wilcox Hildreth leading SEM, 23-17 at the half. Stars basketball. Messel off the pick. Down the middle of the lane. Got fouled. The shot will not crawl over the rim. But a foul call and a nice set play there. Very few times has Centura been caught not getting off the screen. And Taylor Wetzel with her third foul. Two free throws coming up for Michaela Mestel. Mestel has 8 points in the game, and the first one is no good. She is now 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Stars will need them all here in the fourth quarter because Centura is a very good free throw shooting team. 4:56 remains in somebody's season. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Mestel tries to get her own rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Mestel. And it'll be Centura basketball. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Michigan Sports Postgame Show will have all the final stats for you. And then don't forget, as Sokolowski went for the steal, the ball goes out of bounds. We've got the state wrestling tournament updates every hour starting at 10 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Friday night, complete live coverage of the semifinals starting an hour earlier this year at 5 o'clock. We'll have all the area matches from state. Right now, Centura gets the basketball in to Aitken. She weaves her way through traffic. They've got numbers up ahead to Wetzel, but she decides not to shoot. And the clock now runs as Centura spreads the floor again. Into the corner, they get it to Abby Suntech. Suntech with Mestel right on her. Stars still have one more foul to give. The next jump ball belongs to Centura. Howell just about knocked it away from Wetzel, who didn't know where she was and got lucky to hold on to the ball. Swings it over to Lene Lytle. Lytle off the pick. Hands it off there to Aitken. 4:15 to go. Howell on Wetzel, who's all the way out at midcourt now. And Aitken gets by Sokolowski, drives, throws through to Wetzel, to Suntech, jumper good. 14 points for Abby Suntech. That's her first two-point bucket, and it's the first points of the fourth quarter for Centura. Sokolowski, runner at the other end, too strong. And the rebound brought down by Jessica Schultes. And it's 51-42, and time running down, and here's a timeout, Centura. And I can tell you what's going to happen. There's 3:52 to go, and they're going to pull the ball out. With 3:51 to go in the game, it is Centura 51, Kearney Catholic 42, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school basketball on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Dannenbrock, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 3:51 to go in the ball game, and the score is Centura 51, Kearney Catholic 42. Kearney Catholic had numerous opportunities to get closer than 7, but have not been able to do that. And so the ball will now belong to Centura out of the timeout. And let's see what that means in this basketball game if they do indeed spread the floor. Wetzel with it. The Stars are now in a man-to-man. Wetzel on the switch, guarded out there by Michaela Mestel. They are spreading the floor. You got to be sure you don't get back cut, and there they do, and a layup was missed, and Mestel fouled her after the ball was out of her hand, and so she's going to get two free throws. But Wetzel actually missed that layup and will go to the line for the first time, and Mestel now has 4 fouls. And she would be the best ball handler for Kearney Catholic. Wetzel. First of two on the way, and it is good. 14 points for Wetzel, tied with Suntech for the game high. Aitken with 12, Lytle with 8. Superior leading Blue Hill at the half, 29-18. Second free throw, no good. Theron Baum with her 7th rebound, but the Stars now going to have to find a way to score some points as they trail 52-42. Howell brings the ball up the floor, dribbling around, gets it to Mestel. Messel to the high post there, and Baum gets it inside to Anderson. Tough pass, but she caught it to score. Megan Anderson with 6 points in the ball game. 52-44, Centura quickly gets the ball into Aitken, who has no problem bringing it into the front court. Nestle picked her pocket. She goes to the other end and scores. There's a huge turnover. Michaela Nestle cuts it to six, and Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. So with 2:58 to go, this one's not over. Centura 52, Kearney Catholic 46. We'll be right back.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Centura has led since early in the first quarter, but right now Kearney Catholic is as close as they've been in the entire second half. It's a six-point game. Centura 52, Kearney Catholic 46. Centura with the ball. Against full court pressure, they're able to get it into Aitken. So Kalowski guarding her. She throws over the top to Lionel, who gets rid of it immediately. And a smart play to Suntech, who almost threw it away, but Aitken run it down. Courtney gets it over to Wetzel, and Centura will go back into their four corners or their version of the spread. It's not a total stall game. They did get a shot last time and was fouled and got 1 point. 3 points in the quarter for Centura, seven for Kearney Catholic. The clock is now down to 2.5 as they continue to play keep away. Conley in there trying to keep up with Wetzel. That is a huge mismatch. Wetzel should take her off the dribble here. She's just dribbling around, and Conley can't get close enough to get a five-second count. So over to Aitken. Got tripped up with Howell, but they let it go. Courtney dribbling around. Back over to Wetzel with 2:10 to go in the game. And they have whittled 45 seconds off the clock here. Aitken into the right-hand corner. 2 minutes to go in the game, and Sokolowski knocked it away from Lionel and made the steal. But Centura did a great job of killing time to Messel. Messel takes it all the way in. Scoop shot will not go. Fight for the rebound. It's out of bounds. And off of Kearney Catholic, they say. So the Stars had a chance to cut it to four and couldn't get it to go in. And Centura now with a minute 49 to advance on. They were able to whittle down a minute 10 here with nobody scoring. And a timeout, Centura. They were close to not getting it in. So Coach Mettenbrink says, let's burn a timeout, and they'll have one remaining. 1:49 to go in the ball game. A battle of top 10 teams in the C-19 sub-district semifinal, 52-46. Centura will keep it right here and tell you, in case you missed it earlier tonight, it was Minden 79 and Gibbon 36. At halftime, Superior leads Blue Hill 29-18. Sutton defeated Donovan Trumbull 71-19. St. Cecilia blew out Central City 83-32. Fairbury upset unbeaten number one Sandy Creek tonight 53-44. Earlier we heard that Wilcox Hildreth was ahead of SEM 23-17 at the half, and Shelton was leading Arapahoe 24-17 at the half. 1:49 to go here, 52-46 Centura, leading Kearney Catholic, and they have the ball with one timeout remaining. Next Kearney Catholic foul puts them in the 1-1. They have also put in Jamie McCann here to maybe help foul. Bush cutters in there for the Stars. Trouble in the backcourt and a travel called. Centura traveled with a basketball, and Kearney Catholic will sub Theron Baum and Sarah Leese right back into the ball game. Try and establish the post presence again now that they're on offense. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in right in front of their own bench. Remember, the Stars have not made a three all night. They've only taken four. They don't need a three here, but they sure could use a bucket. And Centura needs to keep setting them down. Pick and roll to Lease. Free throw line and a reach-in foul from behind going to be called on Lene Lionel, and she has fouled out of the basketball game. Lease really couldn't believe how good her positioning was, so she spun to the hoop. Lionel did the right thing, came over on the double down, and Lene has fouled out of the ball game with 8 points and five rebounds. All the rebounds were in the first half, and six of those points were also in the first half of play. So just a minute 35 to go, and Coach Mettenbrink doing the proper thing, taking as much time as she possibly can before subbing in. Jamie McCann now re-enters. Theron Baum coming out. And Bonzinski will come in for Lene Lytle, who's hoping that this is not her last game, but she leads with a 6-point lead at a minute 35 to go. At the line to shoot two, Sarah Lease. Lease has not scored in the game tonight, and I can only remember her taking one, maybe two shots, and the free throw is way short. And she'll get a second one as they're in the double bonus. So Kearney Catholic has now missed four consecutive free throws after hitting 11 of their first 13. Second free throw, good. So Lease gets one of two. She will check out of the ball game, and Danny Bushcutter is in. 52-47, a minute 35 to go. Stars try to put on full court pressure. Nobody knows that the ball's even been handed in. They get it to Wetzel, and she's fouled at the backcourt by McCann. That was weird. Aitken was handed the ball, and everybody else was kind of just looking the other way, walking around, until Courtney shouted it out and got it to Wetzel. And McCann, Morgan Miner, was in there. She commits the foul, and that will send Wetzel to the line to shoot a one-and-one. One of two in the game. Came earlier in the quarter. She has 14 points. And the front end of the one-and-one for the junior guard is in and out, no good. Rebound, Bailey Sokolowski. A minute 30 to go, 52-47. Centura leads 5-5. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Howell to the right corner. Around Bonzinski, goes in for the layup, missed it. A tie-up on the rebound. The arrow will point the way of Centura. Bonzinski and Lease tied up on that one, and it will be Centura basketball. Howell made a good move, but didn't have a very good look once she got underneath. They didn't give her a room until she got underneath the rim. A minute 20 to go. Centura avoids it, and another timeout for Centura, and that's going to be their last one. Coach Mettenbrink didn't like the setup here and didn't want to turn it over again, but now with a minute 20 to go in the game, Centura 52, Kearney Catholic 47, Centurion ball when we come back on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Danabrog, Carroll.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. A minute 20 to go in the game. Ninth-ranked Centura leads 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic 52-47. They've been on 52 forever, though, and now they will try and get it in and against full-court pressure, and Wetzel again easily gets the basketball. Now they try to pressure her in the backcourt. Now she'll get across the timeline. The pass knocked away into the backcourt. Oh, and a whistle for an over back by one official, and a whistle for a foul by the other. There's going to be a discussion here. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink wants to talk to the official, and I think she's right. One official, I think, was going to call a foul. The other called it over and back, and now a meeting between the two officials. This is a huge call because it's either Kearney Catholic ball or a one-and-one for Centura, and it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. I'd have to see that one again. That appeared... And now the third official is getting in on the act, trying to get an explanation to tell Coach Mettenbrink. I think the explanation is going to be that Wetzel dribbled it on the front court and then on the line. Well, Centura's got to survive, and they've been doing it so far. Inbounds pass to Anna Howell, but Kearney Catholic really cannot afford not scoring again here, going without a score. And Wetzel fouls Howell 28 feet away from the hoop. Howell was just dribbling down the left sideline, and Taylor Wetzel picks up her fourth foul, and Howell will go to the line to shoot two. Every foul is two shots for the Stars. Howell, her only 2 points came from the line to the third quarter. A minute seven to go. Nail-biting time for both fans. Free throw up and in. 52-48. And back in, Bushcutter and Miner for Kearney Catholic. still plenty of time. The Stars do not need to foul immediately. You've got to try and get that 10-second or trap in the backcourt. Centura just has to stay calm. Second free throw on the way, and good. Howell hits them both. It's a three-point game, 52-49. The ball gets in quickly to Abby Suntech. One dribble, throws it back in the backcourt to Bonzinski, and eight it into the front court with a minute to go. Now you've got to play defense. It's a three-point game. Let's see how long they go before they foul. Well, right there. You don't want to foul Aitken, but then you're kind of in coin flip land, whether you foul early or foul not. It is a one-possession game. You could have played defense for 30 seconds and tried to get the turnover, which they have been doing. But the foul will send Aitken to the line. She is 2 of 3. All of that back in the first quarter. It is a 1-1 with 55 seconds to go. The free throw by Aitken is good. So it's a two-possession game. And keep in mind, Kearney Catholic has not made a three in this contest. 7 for Centura. Second free throw for Aitken is on the way, and that is right through there. So Aitken hits them both, and we're right back where we were a moment ago. A five-point lead, 54-49 Centura. Howell into the front court on Wetzel. Stops and gives it to Mestel. Mestel, they sang on her, try to set a screen for her. 45 seconds to the free throw line. Dumps it underneath the Therenbaum. Tries to make some room. Throws up the shot. It hits on the rim and goes. Timeout. Kearney Catholic, they didn't get it called. The ball knocked away in the backcourt. It's still going to be Centura's, and the 10-second count is on. Oh, and a touch foul in the backcourt on Kearney Catholic. That would have been close to 10 seconds. That would have been very close to 10 seconds. And Wetzel will go to the line. Bailey Sokolowski with a foul makes it a 1-1. And right now, Centura's trying to hang on. It's 54-51, 29 seconds to go. The front end of the 1-1 for Taylor Wetzel is on the way, and it's good. So as long as Centura makes their free throws, they're going to be okay. Remember, Centura didn't have any timeouts. They're out of timeouts. The Kearney Catholic tried to get one, and Centura already inbounded it. Second free throw's good. Wetzel hits them both. 56-51, 29 seconds to go. Howell brings it up. 25 seconds into the front court. Still needing a bucket. Picks her dribble up. Now they need a timeout, and there it is with 19 seconds. But a waste of some time there. Kearney Catholic will have to set up a play. They call a 30-second timeout. 19 seconds remain in our ball game. Kearney Catholic down by as many as 13, has been as close as 3, but Centura has never been in danger of losing the lead in the second half, and they're still not. 56-51 Centura. With 19 seconds remaining, the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Centura out of timeouts. Kearney Catholic has 2. If we have a jump ball, it's Kearney Catholic. We are now at the point where any foul is in the double bonus, meaning 2 free throws for both teams. But with just 19 seconds left, the Stars may have to rely on hitting a 3-pointer and then see what happens after that. Lease, Baum, Sokolowski, Howell, and Mestel on the floor for the Stars offense, and Sokolowski to throw it in front of the Centura fans. They get it up top to Mestel. She's double-teamed, comes off the dribble, and a blocking foul going to be called on Abby Suntech, her 4th, and it stops the clock with 16 seconds to go, so the Stars have a chance to get 2 points with the clock stopped. Michaela Mestel will go to the line. She is only 2 of 5 tonight with 10 points. And let's see if Messel can get this game closer. The first free throw by the sophomore is around and out. No good. Bush cutter and Miner back in. Second free throw now coming up for Messel. I think if she makes it, the Stars will call timeout. And the free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Amanda Bonzinski, and a foul with 13 seconds to go. And Centura needs 2 more points to clinch this victory. Courtney Aitken will go to the line after getting the rebound, her 10th. So she's got a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. 13.3 to go, 2 free throws for Aitken. And if she makes them both, that should do it. First free throw now for Courtney. Is on the way, and it is right through there, and that's the difference down the stretch. Centura's making free throws. Kearney Catholic missed a couple. 57-51, 13 seconds remaining. And Centura trying for the sweep of all three games. It's up, but it's no good. Rebound brought down by Therenbaum. Kearney Catholic must hit a three. Howell up the floor to Conley. 7 seconds to Howell. Still no shot. Conley over to Sokolowski. And Centura with great defense. It's a two. It's no good, and the game is over. And Kearney Catholic season is over, and Centura advances on with a 57-51 win over the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars for their third win in 11 days over Kearney Catholic. 57-51 is your final score, and we'll be back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest High School, where it is time once again for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's getting you ready for spring sports because, as we know tonight, seasons are ending. They ended for some wrestlers over the weekend. They're ending for basketball teams this week. And you're thinking track. You're thinking softball, baseball, soccer, whatever the sport may be. Misco's has got the gear and the shoes for you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, let's take a look at the final numbers of the basketball game, and it's going to come down to free throws in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic was 11 of 13 in the first three quarters and just 4 of 10 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And let's take a look at those numbers. Michaela Mestel, 10 points, 3 rebounds for the Stars. Anna Howell was 4 of 4 at the line for her 4 points. She had 1 rebound. Therenbaum had a game-high 20 points tonight for the Stars. She also led them in rebounding with 8. Bailey Sokolowski in double digits with 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Ellie Conley, 2 rebounds. Sarah Lease, 1 point, 1 rebound. Megan Anderson, 6 points and 2 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 8 in the first half, 8 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. So there's another stat. Centura didn't let Kearney Catholic shoot threes, and they got a lot of looks at the three-pointers. Turnovers, the Stars, very good. I had them for no turnovers in the fourth quarter, 5 in the first half, 2 in the second half of the basketball game. 27 points in the first half, 24 in the second half, and Kearney Catholic tried to play catch-up all night long, got it to 3, but could get no closer. 51 points, 22 rebounds, 15 out of 23 at the free throw line. 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers. And Kearney Catholic could not solve Centura this season. They drop all 3 meetings, and they'll end their year at 16-7. And it's been a while since the Stars have not advanced on to state in volleyball or basketball, and it comes to an end here this evening. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers for Centura. Hopefully have a chance to chat with both of the coaches. Stay with us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services. See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR-FM, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's look at the final numbers now for Centura. They had five players score, and three, just like Kearney Catholic, were in double figures tonight as they kept it pretty balanced. Abby Suntek, 14 points in the ball game. She had four threes. Taylor Wetzel, 16 points. She had three threes. That's the leading score, one rebound. Courtney Aiken, 15 points, 10 rebounds, one block. And my buddy Bob Gonringer from the Grand Island Independent also told me that she looked like she was going to get 10 assists. I think she had 9 or 10 at one point. So a triple-double tonight for Courtney Aiken. She had 10 points in the first quarter, 5 the rest of the way, but start dishing the ball off and hitting the board. So that's what a leader does, and Courtney did it again tonight. It looks like a triple-double for Courtney Aiken. Jessica Schultes, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Amanda Bonzinski, 2 points, 5 rebounds. And Lene Lytle, 8 points, 5 rebounds in the ball game. 10 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half, and they were doing that a lot in the third quarter when things were going their way and turning it around. Free throw shooting 4 of 5 in the first half, and in the second half, 6 of 10 for the Centurions. 3-point shooting 5 of 10 in the first half, and in the second half, 2 out of 7. Turnovers today for Centura. They had 7 in the first half, and I had them for 7 more in the second half. 37 points in the first half, 20 in the second half, 57 points, 27 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 7 of 17 from three-point land, one block and 14 turnovers, and Centura gets the win with a 57-51 victory over the Kearney Catholic Stars, their third win in 3 meetings in 11 days. They're now 16-5, and it will advance for a rematch with 20-1 Minden coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And Coach Kathy Mettenbrink joins us here. And, Coach, the kids, what a start. A different start to the ball game tonight than the first two. Both teams seemed to really come out with intensity, won it, and up and down the floor they were hitting shots, and it just kind of kept on going from there. You guys maybe hit the boards a little bit more in the third quarter. A couple offensive putbacks able to stem off anything Kearney Catholic did there in the third quarter. A pretty solid effort. If you quit fouling, pretty solid effort tonight for your ball club. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, I thought in the third quarter, any run that they made, I thought we did a pretty good job of fighting it off. But like you said, we just kept putting them to the free throw line. And, you know, they kept attacking the basket hard. And, you know, on the positive end of things, you know, like I said, we stopped them from ever taking the lead. But, you know, I was kind of disappointed in our kids. We always let them drive right, and we didn't do a real good job of taking away their strength tonight on that. I thought we probably did a better job at Centura the other night of taking away their strengths defensively. But, you know, and they really hurt us inside tonight. You know, their big girls exposed some of our mismatches. I know a couple times we had Abby down at the block with Anderson and Sokolowski, and wasn't a good situation, so we had to move Courtney down there. And, you know, I guess that's a positive thing when you can have your point guard down and go down and defend a post player.
Obviously, you made some three-pointers in the ball game, which gave you the momentum and the lead in the second half, but they were open looks, and they were open looks because your kids were setting solid screens, and that's something that probably never gets brought up. I know you guys work on that all the time, but, boy, you were doing a great job getting Suntek and Wetzel open, and they were, Kearney Catholic was always a step late trying to get through that screen.
Yeah, I thought the first half, you know, we had good ball movement, and like you said, we got some good open look threes. They came out and man, and I thought Courtney did a good job of tacking the basket and getting some easy layups and kind of took them out of the man, and then they went zone, and then Taylor and Abby knocked down some big threes, and, you know, that was big. And then, you know, we get in the third and fourth quarter and we're getting kind of foul trouble, and you know, we chose to sit on the ball and buy a little time to get these kids some rest so we can go into the fourth quarter with everybody with four fouls.
Well, and then you're able to spread the floor. Even if you turn it over a couple of times, you use 45, 50 seconds. That's kind of an even trade-off. And then it came down to free throws, and after it got to be a three-point game, I think you made five of your last six, if I got that right. And Kearney Catholic bounced a couple off the rim, and so the kids kind of did everything they needed to do to win the ball game tonight in what I would believe was probably the best of the three games. Would you say this was the best play to the
three? Yeah, I would say, yeah, all around, we probably played the best. You know, I thought it was kind of a, for us, shooting, God, we shot lights out the first half, and then we got kind of cold in the second or the third quarter, and, you know, they knocked down a couple shots and put them in with five or six, and then, you know, and then it got down to where we fouled a little bit too much and got them to the free throw line. But they were very aggressive with the basketball and, you know, tried to get to the free throw line, so that's a benefit, you know, credit to their team.
Well, now you're going to take on one of the hottest teams around in Minden, who's trying to get someplace that Centura has been a lot of times, and that's to the state tournament. A lot of people believe this will be for that trip to Lincoln with the weaker side on the other side. What is it, besides the three-point shooting of the Kissingers out there, that you've really got to buckle down on Thursday night compared to the first time that you played?
Well, you know, the first time they came out and lit it up on, you know, we started out man, they just kind of ate our man alive. So, you know, we got to defend a lot better than we did the last time. You know, it's going to be a tough matchup for us, and I guess, you know, we want the challenge. We're glad to be there, and we're excited to play them.
Well, we saw some good teams here tonight, and, Coach, good luck on Thursday, and thanks for giving us some time, as always. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Doug, for covering us.
You bet. Kathy Mettenbrink, and we'll take a break and be back with more right after this timeout.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need when you need it from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we're back on the Visco Sports postgame show, waiting for Coach Rick Petrie, who has just come out of the locker room a little bit farther away for the Stars locker room as their season comes to an end tonight with a score of 57-51 to Centura. And this time of the year always bites when you see it come to an end, especially when you've had a great season. And this young group has had a very good season. And I want to start, Rick, with what we kind of finished up with Kathy. Do you feel this was the best of the three games?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really do. I thought both teams played really hard. They shot the ball better than they had the first two games. And, you know, we were able to get the ball inside very well as well. And, you know, those are both of our team's strengths.
They set the screen so well. You've got good, quick guards. But, boy, they had some open looks, and they knocked them down when you went into the zone there a little bit. And then cooled them off in the second half. But, boy, one thing that probably gets overlooked is how good you have to set screens, which your girls did too. It was just getting the ball down to the post or dribble penetration.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a really nice job of attacking the basket tonight, more so than we have done in the past against them, and, you know, got some kids into foul trouble. You know, it would have been nice to knock down some more free throws, and we missed, you know, three or four layups in that third quarter, a couple possessions. You know, like three straight layups in those possessions, and when you're trying to narrow a gap, you know, those are big shots.
Yeah, you'd hit the free throws in the first three quarters, and they weren't your friend in the fourth quarter. And like you said, if everything was perfect, maybe you win by one or two tonight. But you found a way to get back into the game of the fourth quarter, even when Centura's trying to spread the floor. Instead of having to foul, you forced a couple turnovers and gave yourself a chance cutting it to three.
We did. You know, we had cut it to three, and then, you know, they were able to knock down some free throws. And, you know, we had a chance to get it back to three, and we missed some free throws. And, you know, unfortunately, that's part of the game. You know, our kids have shot free throws pretty well most of the season, and especially Michaela. You know, it's tough when she's the one missing the free throws because she's our best free throw shooter, and you don't expect that, but it happens. I mean, that's just part of the game, and, you know, you certainly can't fault a kid because she didn't rest as much as she normally does tonight. You know, her and Bailey played most of the game with the exception of maybe a minute here and there, and I know they're tired, and sometimes when you're tired, it's hard to make shots.
Well, and that's, they don't want to hear it tonight, but that's part of the growing pain process because they all have tens, for the most part, by their name as sophomores, and you're going to get them back for 2 years. They weren't a big part of the ball game offensively tonight, but you will see two seniors. You honored them at the last home game, but Danny Bushcutter, Sarah Leese, play their last game for you here tonight.
Yeah, and they've done a nice job this year, and you know they've provided some leadership in the locker room and things like that. And so, you know, we're going to miss that, and hopefully our juniors next year, Anna Howell and Ellie Conley, will step up and do the same next year.
Well, that's the one thing I suppose you definitely have to be pleased with. You're going to have a lot of depth coming back next year. It wasn't like you played five or six kids either.
No, I'm looking forward to next year. You know, I think if everybody stays healthy, it could be a fun year.
Coach, always a pleasure watching the Stars and calling the games and working with you. Always appreciate your help. And now go take care of a golf team or something.
Yeah, I guess in a couple weeks, hopefully the weather will stay nice, you know, and we'll see if we can do a little better with that sport.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time.
Doug, thanks. We appreciate your coverage as always, and look forward to next year.
All right, it'll be here before we know it. And the final score, 57-51. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, we're off to wrestling, although the basketball will be here. The C19, Randy Bushcutter, will have the call Thursday night. Minden Centura, pregame at 6:55, and the tip-off set for 7 o'clock. Again, Minden, they knocked down 10 threes tonight, 79-36 over Gibbon, 26 points for Jamie Kissinger, 19 for Brooke Kissinger, 15 points, 8 rebounds for Hallie Bauer. Gibbon got 15 from Taylor Godferson. Centura knocked down 6 of their first 11 three-pointers and went on to a 57-51 win. 16 for Taylor Wetzel, 15 for Courtney Aiken. She had a triple-double tonight with 10 rebounds, and we were told 10 or 11 assists, 14 points for Abby Suntech. For Kearney Catholic, Therenbaum, 20 points. Michaela Messel and Bailey Sokolowski, 10 each. So basketball again. We'll be back here for the boys sub-district next week and state wrestling coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Again, the final score here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports open late on Thursday and getting you ready for little kids wrestling, all the gear you need from the name brands, and getting you ready for the spring sports season, whatever that may be. Misco's on the bricks downtown Kearney Center. Centura 57, Kearney Catholic 51. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.